Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach at Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to our podcast community and also welcome the returning listeners. I'd like to thank those of you who have recently subscribed to the podcast. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate all your support. Jumpstart Your Career podcast has been on an incredible journey since we launched in September 2021. And it's all thanks to you, our amazing listeners. Our podcast reach is increasing at an incredible pace. And it's because of your support and word of mouth recommendation. We have been reaching listeners, not just in the UK, but from all around the world. The podcast is now attracting a global audience across 88 countries who listen in regularly. Once again, thank you for being part of our community. So let's get started on today's episode. Today's topic is all about creating a CV for career changes. If you're thinking about a career change, this requires careful planning and strategic presentation of your skills and experiences to demonstrate that you are suitable for a new role or a new industry. Before I dive into today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. If you sign up to our newsletter today, you'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to the Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform, so you'll be notified of any new episodes. I'm going to start today's episode with a quote by Dan Millman that illustrates today's topic. And the quote is, "The secret to change is to focus all your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Dan Millman is an American author, speaker, and former world champion gymnast. He is best known for his books on personal development and self-improvement. One of his most famous books is Way of the Peaceful Warrior. It tells a story of Millman's own journey of self-discovery and personal growth. And it's one of the books on my reading list. And once I read the book, I'll share my thoughts. It might even be a good topic for a podcast episode. So I'm going to start off by summarising the 10 key points that you need to consider when you're drafting your CV for a career change. Number one. Identify transferable skills. Begin by identifying the skills and experiences from your previous career that are transferable and relevant to the new role. Focus on skills that demonstrate your adaptability and your ability to excel in the new field. Number two, a summary statement. Use a well-crafted, objective, or a summary statement at the beginning of your CV to clearly communicate your intention to transfer into a new career. Highlight your enthusiasm and your willingness to learn. Number three, relevant education and training. Emphasize any education or training courses that align with the requirements of the new career. Number four, tailor your experiences. Customize your work experiences section to highlight experience and responsibility that directly relate to the new career. Use specific examples and metrics to showcase your impact. Number 5, highlight transferable achievements. Showcase your transferable achievements that demonstrate your ability to excel in the new career. Focus on achievements that showcase your skills. For example, like leadership, problem solving, or project management. Number 6, the skills section. Create a skills section that lists both your hard and soft skills that are relevant to the new career. Include technical skills, your computer proficiency, and any skills that demonstrate that you can adapt and you're versatile. Number 7, any sort of voluntary work or side project. If you've engaged in any voluntary work or projects or freelance work that are related to the new career, include these experiences to demonstrate your commitment and your relevant skills. Number 8, address any career gaps and the reason why you want to change your career. So if your transition involves a career gap, briefly explain the reason for the change in your CV. Highlight how this change has prepared you for the new career. Number 9, use the right keywords. Incorporate industry-specific keywords and terminology that are relevant to the new career. And this is really important if your CV is going to be processed through an application tracking system. Also, proofread and edit your CV to avoid any errors in grammar, spelling, or formatting. Consider getting some feedback from a colleague, a mentor, or a friend. Feedback's really important because you can get some valuable insights and suggestions to improve your CV. Number 10, customize each application. So tailor your CV for each job application within the new field. Emphasize the skills and experiences that are most relevant to the specific role and company. And finally, remember that a successful career transition CV should effectively communicate your ability to adapt and to contribute to the new career while demonstrating your passion for the change. I hope this topic has provided you with the inspiration and practical advice to help you on this journey. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with someone who may be on the same journey. Remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're changing your career, you can sign up for our newsletter where you receive lots of expert and insider tips, and you'll also receive an interview checklist, worksheets. Also included with the newsletter is an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I really appreciate you all for supporting the podcast. The podcast is growing rapidly, as I mentioned earlier, and we're now attracting a global audience across 88 countries. Thank you so much for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. Please share your favourite episodes with your friends, family and colleagues who might benefit from our content. If you have any questions, drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. The best of luck for any of you who have an interview coming up. Until next time, stay committed to your career goals. Take care and keep listening. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. jumpstartyourcareer.co.uk.